Okay, we're working. All right. Now, what I'd like you to do, Harry, is say something about your response to Walter Cronkite and what you just finished as a throwaway line. I found fascinating what Johnson thought of Brinkley as opposed to Cronkite, and Cronkite's coming from Texas, and this whole problem of trust.
Yeah, I think Johnson liked and trusted Walter Cronkite, and he thought that the American people did too. I think he thought David Brinkley was a smart ass, and most politicians don't like smart asses, and that he thought Walter Cronkite was a solid, steady fellow, and the fact that he came from Texas made it all the more likely that Johnson would listen to Cronkite with a good deal of respect. And when Cronkite went to Vietnam and came back with his reports about the war, and when he appeared to have turned against the war, to have felt that the war was either unwinnable or winnable only at an unacceptable cost to us, that I think had a huge impact on Johnson in his in his sense of the crumbling of public support for the war.
All right, and a final question relating to Johnson and his fascination with television. And here we get at the way perhaps television has had a demonstrable impact on the way that we as a society make decisions.
Yes.
What would you say was Johnson's personal response? How much faith did he place in television in terms of giving him ideas about how to decide things?
I think Johnson watched television chiefly through, I'm not sure this is the right way to say it, but through vicarious eyes. I think he watched it through eyes that were attempting to gauge what its impact on the public would be. I don't think he expected to receive a whole lot of information from it. Of course, he had a television station, and he knew a lot of television people. He was a very good friend of Frank Stanton's down in CBS, and I knew most of the people involved in the networks. But he was I don't believe much affected by what he saw on television, except from what it told him about how the public was, except as he could gauge how the public would respond to what it saw on television. He was himself not a good television performer, as we all know. He was much more effective in small groups. He could be quite effective in large groups outside. But his whole way of approaching a political discourse was what Marshall McLuhan, I think, would have called hot. He was a furious, loud talker, a driving kind of fellow, and did not have the cool, reserved, measured tone that politicians have found successful on television. He would shift in order to, I think he recognized that, and his advisors, I believe, told him that he had to cool down and had to modulate in order to be effective on television, and he did so to the point where he became as solemn as an owl, and reminded one of a Methodist bishop a whole lot more than an active practicing politician. So I think he felt quite remote from television as a performer, scared of it, and recognized, because he was an intelligent man, what an impact it had on the public, and wished, I think, very much that he could have been as graceful, as clever and effective in using it as Jack Kennedy had been.
All right. Thank you very much. Joe, that's got to give you a little.